This is a patient. This is Dr. Lim. The clinical patient last name is Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. First name is Anders, A-N-D-R-E-S. Date of visit is February 28, 2024. Next, the patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, patient tells me that in 2022, October 2022, at 29 Palms, California, patient was in a field exercise. First up, suddenly a big rock fell down onto his head. First up, patient tells me that the rock hit directly onto his head. First up, a patient tells me that, his head started bleeding. First up, a patient has severe head pain, confusion, dizziness, disorientation. First up, however, did not lose consciousness. First up, patient was brought to the emergency room in the hospital. First up, patient was evaluated for head bleeding. First up, patient remains to be confused and disoriented and headaches for the rest of the day. First up, as a matter of fact, patient felt headache and disorientation for several days. So first up, patient also significant dizziness after that. So first up, in addition, he also have a loss of peripheral vision and depth perception. Depth perception. After the incident, so first up, first up, patient feel off balance for many days after that. So first up, next rep, a patient currently still has significant headaches. So first up, he has almost daily headaches. So first up, patient feel fatigue. He has light sensitivity. First up, but still dizziness. So first up, but still have visual disturbances. So first up, significant light sensitivity. First up, poor memory. First up, poor short-term memory. Next to paragraph, the patient's currently working for an office. So first up, you work in an office at a college. First up, patient tells me that his poor memory and light sensitivity are affecting him to his job at work. First up, patient tells me that he has difficulty looking at computer because of the light sensitivity. First up, patient has difficulty remember his task duties. So first up, he will forget about his task duties. So first up, patient also sometimes should become very dizzy at work. First up, this marks the end of the patient.